It's the Frednets On Deck pregame show, a Wednesday night at Purdue Stadium in Delmarva. Eric Bach joined by John McHenry. His first Frednet hit last night was a two-run go-ahead single in the eighth inning of a 7-6 win for the Frednets on the 4th of July. John, let's get right into it. I mean, talk about a great time for number one for you. Walk me through that approach. It was first pitch swinging, knocked in the winning runs.
Yeah, like you said, couldn't have come at a better time. I usually like to swing at the first pitch, especially being a nine hitter. You know, they're probably going to attack me with a fastball. So, I was just looking something over the plate, and luckily I got some good wood on it and drove in a couple runs.
How has your time in Fredericksburg been so far, coming up on 2 weeks since you've been promoted from the Complex League? Obviously, that was your first hit, but you've come really close to a lot of other hits, a lot of hard contact, some good defensive plays made. But how would you assess your first couple weeks here?
Oh, yeah, they've been good. You know, like you said, obviously the hits haven't come, but I've been putting good swings on the ball, and, I mean, that's all you really can do. Everything after contact is out of my control, and I just try to keep, you know, like I said, keeping good swings and see how the hits come.
Your baseball journey's been a really interesting one to me. You played in South Dakota, then you got signed by the Nationals. Can you kind of give us the spark notes of what led you here to the Frednets?
Yeah, it is kind of a long story. Going to JUCO out of high school, and then I knew that summer leagues would be important for me to get exposed to like higher level of playing. Obviously thinking I was going to university. Playing in the Independence League in summer was a good step for me, and then got me, you know, the ABs I needed. And then going back to my JUCO for my sophomore year, doing what I needed to do, and got signed out after that year. So it was a good couple of years, you know, not the typical journey that you see everybody else do, but, you know, led me here anyways. So.
And you're a switch hitter, and that's been not a recent thing for you. You've been doing that since you were a kid. Can you kind of give us the background of how that started?
Yeah, we talked about it the other day, but, it was never really – it just – my dad taught me and never let go of it. You know, I was too young to really say no or yes. I just kept doing it, and, you know, I'm grateful for it now because, you know, I think it's a trait that not – you know, it's not as common as it once was, and so I'm definitely grateful to be able to have that in my back pocket.
That was a crazy game last night in which the Frednets were down 4-0 in the eighth inning, six runs capped off by your two-run single. What was that inning like in the dugout last night when guys just kept getting hits and reaching base and clawing away at that lead?
Yeah, I'm extremely proud of this team for what we did yesterday. You know, down four, especially in, what was it, the seventh, that's not – most teams, you know, just you'd see crumble under that situation. And you know, I'm really proud of our team for staying alive. You know, Dalen, obviously, three-run bomb. That's just, you know, typical Dalen right there. Mm-hmm. So that always helps. But, like I said, I'm really proud of our guys just not falling under the pressure of a 4-0 game in the seventh, especially on 4th of July. You know, there's 6,000 fans there. It's just good that, you know, we stayed the course and keep grinding them out. I think that's what we got to do to keep winning the second half, so.
Talking with John McHenry here on the Frednets On Deck pregame show. I want to talk about goals for you for the rest of the year. You've already got the promotion from the Complex League to here. What are some boxes that you want to check at the end of the season to say this was a really successful one for me?
Yeah, obviously the main goal being an extended in FCL was get out of Florida. We got that one done, and now it's maintaining the high level of play that I think I've been showing this year. And, I'd really like to see this team win the second half and give us another shot at playoffs for the second year in a row. I think that'd be a great accomplishment for this team, especially, you know, kind of a slow start to the season and getting back at it in the second half. It's a whole new season to me, you know, so.
This is a man that's plugged into the Frednets. Last one for you. You were promoted on the same day as Blake Klass, and the two of you have kind of followed the same path. Is there an extra special, I don't know, if bond or relationship between the two of you because you've kind of been on the same timeline?
Yeah, we actually have, ironically, he was one of the first Nationals that I met. We were on the same flight into Florida last year when we got drafted together. We've always kind of been together. And, it was a great day that day, you know, being able to share that with him. And now we're here, like we talked about, just trying to continue what we did in Florida and help this team get to the second half, you know.
John McHenry on the Frednets On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight in Salisbury. Thank you, John.
Thank you.